in future. This way, if we can no harmful for other souls, and also we can please to our master. That is, we are taking the Mahaprabhu, not taking the other things. Understand? My English is very poor. I cannot explain it in English. But I am trying.
Yes, I did understand.
Yes, I am trying this way. But it is necessary. Our mind must become very quiet level. Our body must come in very quiet level. Mane, kai, mon, bakko. And our
words,
speech.
Speech
must come in very quiet level. And this way we shall try to worship our Lord. And Lord must be merciful. By motive, good motive is necessary. And good motive will come through sattva, shakti, material. That is sadhu taking shakti, material. Understand? Sadhu taking shakti, material means fruits, vegetables, and meats, etc. This is called shakti. And through this channel, our mental position coming in a quiet level. But over that, we want to go over that. Not sattva, not rajasa, not tamasa. We want to go to nirgun level. Over sattvic level. We want to go. But I want to jump. But support necessary on this earth. I want to jump, then support necessary. This is support we are taking support from shakti position. But this is not our destiny. We are to nirgun position. And nirgun, Mahaprasad is nirgun. Bhagavad is nirgun. God is nirgun. And we want to go their position, their position. But when we try to help, try to take help, then higher level in this world, that is shakti. Then first, our condition will be settled upon the shakti. That is, we are taking this level. But it is not our destiny. Sometimes wind shall take in some meals. Sometimes our dream take in meals. But they are not taking meals. They are taking energy from that. But that position is very higher position. And we are very low level. That is, if we want to take that help, that will destroy our devotional life. We can get help from anywhere, but we must see it is helpful for us. Helpful or not. We are taking medicine. There may be some liver extract in the form of a capsule. But that we are taking what for? For time being, for few days, to revealed or delivered, we are taking that. And that is called Shastra, Jehoshaphat, medicine. But when we will be addicted with medicine, that is the very bad.
Yes.
We can take everything for Krishna, we can do everything for Krishna Seva, but it must be Krishna Seva, not for myself. This is the true opportunity. Everything belongs to Krishna, and for his Seva, I can take help from anybody. But it must be sure it is going to Krishna Seva. Otherwise, it will give some reaction to us.
You take me?
Yes.
Not for me, not for you.
As far as sexuality is concerned, is it also something that is affecting emotional life?
The relationship with the ladies. That is affecting devotional life also, connection with the ladies.
Always, everything you
affect. Everything affects.
No. What do you say?
Connection with the ladies. Yes. Is it harmful?
Everything is harmful for us. But it is necessary to take motive. What for? Otherwise everything is harmful, not only ladies. Ladies can give some more
stability.
But in Shastra said, if we take the help with our married life, then that will come helpful. That will be helpful for us. That will not destroy our devotional life. But a random mind is destroy our devotional life. That may be ladies or gents, that is no problem. Random mentality must destroy our devotion. Sometimes lady giving us so much enthusiasm worshipping the Lord, and we are getting help from them. I love my wife. My wife do not like this. What? Then for her, I have affection with my wife, and for her, I do not do that. This way I can avoid the bad elements. Here, lady is helpful to me, to my devotional. And if I want to maintain our devotional life, but my lady, wife, he do not want that. And he, talking random noise.
She talking nonsense.
Nonsense. Always to me. And my devotional life destroyed that. In Ramanu Sampradaya, there is a very nice story. A very big story, I can just speak in English. But nice story there. My wife helping his husband for his devotional life, And that is supreme devotional mind. And Navamu Chacharya said, it is very good. And after death, they both, ladies and gents, will go to Vaikuntha. And they gone to Vaikuntha. Everybody see it. Who have eyes, we can see. This is the great thing. Everything can help us. Everything can destroy us. It is necessary to know what is
what is helpful and what is going to take us away.
It is necessary.
Discriminate.
Sometimes lady must be very helpful for our devotional life. Sometimes not. Hiranyakashipu was a demon and his wife was a devotee. This way Prahlad Maharaj came in his family. And with connection of Prahlad Maharaj, Hiranyakashipu can see the Vishnu. And he gone to Vaikuntha.
Glance
to you. That is, you are satisfied. This also one thing. Everybody not will satisfy. And everybody cannot satisfy to everyone. But it is some sukriti.
Previous pious credit.
Yes, you have. Previous pious credit you have. This way, you are satisfied with these blessings of Prabhupada. I am very talented, I am trying maintain my spiritual master's order, wants to carry out that. I am trying this way.
Fallen soul in this world, we cannot understand first to Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. But when we will see the activity of Srila Swami Maharaj, then we surprise. When I joined 42 years ago, 42 years ago in Calcutta, with Guru Maharaj, I stayed in Swami Maharaj's house. That time Swami Maharaj was grihastha, maintaining grihastha life. And he had much love for Guru Maharaj and also regard as his Shiksha Guru. This way he gave one house, little small house, and there upstairs two rooms and kitchen, etc., for Guru Maharaj. And we lived there in Calcutta. Two house was rented house of Swami Maharaj. One three-storied, one two-storied. Three-storied building, Swami Maharaj living with his family, and two-storied building, there was his laboratory. Downstairs, laboratory, and upstairs, two rooms, vacant, for Guru Maharaj. When Guru Maharaj going and Guru Maharaj staying in the house of Swami Maharaj, and when Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj meeting, every day, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, they are discussing the Shastra, Krishna consciousness. Very happily they are staying. Sometimes Guru Maharaj 1 month, 15 days, staying there and discussing. And Swami Maharaj was very enthusiastic to preach. But Guru Maharaj not so enthusiastic to preach. But when the devotee will come to Guru Maharaj to see him, then Guru Maharaj is always advising and always preaching. But himself never so enthusiastic to preach. When his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, ordered him to preach, then he is thinking it is very good for him and he is preaching all over India. And when Ban Maharaj, when Guru Maharaj went to Allahabad for preaching, first meeting 1930, that time with Swami Maharaj, you know some history maybe.
I heard about it.
And from that day, Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj both are friends. They are going very friendly and much affection, we have seen. And Guru Maharaj also ordered me, you can read Srimad Bhagavad Gita from, you can learn Bhagavad Gita from Swami Maharaj.
This is Guru Maharaj.
Yes, Guru Maharaj said. But Guru Maharaj had no time. He is always discussing another shastras. But when he is coming here in Navadvip, I am living in Calcutta that time for my learning Sanskrit, etc. And that time I am with few brahmachari living in that house of Swami Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj ordered me, you every day go to Swami Maharaj and read Srimad Bhagavad Gita from him. Jai Jagannath, this is Prasadam of Jagannath, Puri, Jagannath Puri, coming from Jagannath Puri. Prasad coming from Jagannath Puri, you are very so fortunate. Immediately he got this Prasadam of Jagannath.
And devotee coming from Jagannath Puri.
He is coming from Jagannath Puri. Assistant secretary of the Sangha, and he is making that one building for the devotee in Jagannath Puri. All the Western devotees and Eastern also very enthusiastic to go to Jagannath Puri.
It's a very famous
place. This way, Guru Maharaj ordered me, you can make one house for the devotee there. So they will stay in the house and they will see everything in Jagannath Puri. Yeah, from that time I have seen Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj's relationship. And when Guru Maharaj is not there, Swami Maharaj was so enthusiastic to preach and also taking us for preaching day to day sometimes. We are two brahmachari with Swami Maharaj going to preach some citizen's house, and I was red cloth, that is, he gave me the higher seat, asana.
Higher seat, respect, seat of respect.
Seat of respect, and he is sitting general, with general devotee. he knows how to preach. He has white cloth, but his general devotee wants to have some red cloth. This is the courtesy of India. He said, but I do not know anything. But he is my guru. But he is showing to the audience, yeah, I am respecting this guy. Why? This way he is starting his lecture. Like that. And he is preaching very enthusiastically. And that time he printed back to Godhead. magazine. And we are distributing the Bhakti God at first. And we print, published the Bhakti God. And with two brahmachari, one Biren and myself, going shop to shop, door to door, and distributing the Bhakti God magazine. This is first history.
What year would that be, man? About what year would that be?
1947.
47.
Yes. 1947. And he has much affection with me. And his one son, same age with me. We are sometimes quarreling. But Swami Maharaj tolerating everything and giving siksha to us. And when Guru Maharaj going to Calcutta, then Swami Maharaj was very enthusiastic and sometimes taking Guru Maharaj to preach to the citizen's house. But Guru Maharaj himself not going. If anybody invited to Guru Maharaj, that time Guru Maharaj sometimes going. But when I joined with Guru Maharaj's mission here in Navadvipa, I was that time 17 years old, maybe 16 or 17 years old. And I was very energetic. I cannot stay in a single place. I am always rounding and doing something. This way Guru Maharaj was very happy to see that this boy very active. And when Guru Maharaj giving some instruction, what? Instruction. I am doing immediately. And after finishing, I am asking, again, you tell something, I shall do. This was Guru Maharaj was very happy. And my fortune also opened that time to attract affection. Guru Maharaj's affectionate heart attacked by this way. And after that, within two years, I settled here as a secretary of Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj is always trying to establish his mark through ourselves, few brahmacharis was here. And from that time, very intimate connection with Guru Maharaj. And before that, Guru Maharaj took us to Vrindavan, to Puri. And that time, so many things happened that time. Many brahmacharis gone, come and gone.
Yes, have come and have gone.
But we are few, maybe four or five, and staying always with Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj was very hard and heavy, and also strict. That is, nobody can stay with Guru Maharaj. Very heavy and strict. Swami Maharaj was very sober. Swami Maharaj can tolerate everything. But Guru Maharaj cannot tolerate any fault. If anybody will do little fault, little wrong,
yes.
Anybody will do little wrong, chastising too much, very much. And myself was very naughty, and that is being beaten sometimes. But that was my very good fortune, and that time I was very happy with Guru Maharaj. And teaching directly, no problem. Anything we are doing, asking Guru Maharaj, what Guru Maharaj ordering, that we are carry out, doing carry out. They say, no problem. And that time we was also no much money. Little money we are collecting. In India, collection not possible so much that time. Especially myself, I cannot collect. I can do business, but I cannot collect. This way I started, Guru Maharaj when ordering always, go and collect, go and collect. I am going, but not much collecting. Then I told Guru Maharaj, Jay, I shall do some business. Guru Maharaj said, what business you will do? Then I told Guru Maharaj, I can do tour business, all India tour, with the devotees, with the general people, and by that way money must will come, something. Parade 100 rupees, maybe 60%, 55%, then 6,000 rupees or 10,000 rupees may come. And Guru Maharaj said, if you like, you can do. And this also, some religious purpose. Everybody will go, and they know me, the people, and they have also much affection. Then when I am proposing to go to southern India, Western India, sometimes all India, sometimes Puri, and they are going with me, and this way someone is collecting, and temple making, this, everything, slowly, very slowly making here. And Guru Maharaj was happy. I'm going to preach. We are going to preach to the Radhesh and Ranchi and Jalpaiguri, Siliguri, North Bengal, and Sundarban. This way we was happy, very happy with Guru Maharaj. Then Krishna Krishna consciousness movement started by Swami Maharaj in the West. And Guru Maharaj had no money, but Guru Maharaj was very enthusiastic to preach Western world. That is, Guru Maharaj said to Swami Maharaj, it is very good, if anybody now will help, I shall try to help you. But I have no money. I cannot spare money, but my will is always with you. And this way Swami Maharaj started singing, man, to be away. Yes, and 1 year he had done a very struggle. And after 1 year, Krishna finished his examination, pariksha, testing, and Krishna get full response for the talent soul and all the charge of the Western world to get to Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj was like ordinary man. We are telling him Abhay Babu, not Prabhu. We are telling Abhay Babu. But when we have seen his activity, then who is surprised? Who is Abhay Babu? And I told in the meeting of Mayapur, Chandrodaya Mandir opening day, Swami Maharaj to Guru Maharaj, there. I am servant of Guru Maharaj, and I also gone there. Where today morning we are telling this, Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj seated in a
Asan.
We have seen that.
This picture, yeah.
Yes.
That's sitting together.
And I am nearby Guru Maharaj, seated down and singing the song, and Swami Maharaj playing kartal, and first lecture given Swami Maharaj, then lecture given by Guru Maharaj. Then suddenly Swami Maharaj said, "Govinda Maharaj, you tell something." I was not prepared. I did not know what shall I tell. And that was very big meeting. Opening ceremony. That was very big meeting. And so many gentlemen come from the West and Calcutta, and also Indian. And very big meeting in the hall, guest house of ISKCON. Now suddenly Swami Maharaj told, "Govinda Maharaj, you tell something." "I may speak in Bengali, no problem. Sometimes Sanskrit, no problem. But I cannot speak English." Then Swami Maharaj said, "You speak in Bengali, no problem. There is so many. Then what shall I tell in this meeting?" "I am praying, Guru Maharaj, and idea come, very nice idea, and very straight and very clean idea. I started with this sloka. Kaṁprati kathayatu mīse, sampati kova apratiti māyātu, gopati tamayā kunje gopapadati vitam gambha." This is Sanskrit. Whom shall I tell it? And who will believe it? Yet this Swami Maharaj, who was Avacharan Dev in his blessed life, he all over the world spreading Krishna consciousness alone. Nobody can believe it, but now must believe everybody to see his activity. And Guru Maharaj said, "He is Satyabhas Avatar." And Swami Maharaj said, "Guru Maharaj is my Sikha Guru." And it is very true. I am Swami Maharaj considering myself as his son from my childhood. And this way I get some lectures and Swami Maharaj is preaching glorification. And Swami Maharaj is very happy, and he, after my lecture, Swami Maharaj confirmed, no?
Yes, he confirmed what you meant.
That I said, he confirmed that tape with Sudhin Goswami.
Of the relationship.
And Swami Maharaj told, "It is true what said Govinda Maharaj, I am looking Sridhar Maharaj as my Shiksha Guru and Govinda Maharaj my son." That time was very nice time. After so many happened, after that, so many things happened. Well, it's happening. This is the nature of this world. This mandal, we are always looking mandal. We cannot see transcendental. We cannot see our soul, Atma. We cannot see the transcendental world. We born in Maya, illusion. That is everything we are looking, illusion. But everything is Chetan. Chetan means?
Consciousness.
Consciousness.
Living
consciousness, everything. If we try, we can see. It is very true. Swami Maharaj said, "I cannot show you Krishna, but I can show you the path of Krishna consciousness." If you make your heart as a radio, then you can hear the sound of transcendental world. This is Sai Maharaj telling, and Guru Maharaj also. They are not telling, we know, we have seen Krishna. No, not told. And Sanatana Goswami also not told. Rupa Goswami not told. It only they are feeling. Sometimes they are looking. But what they are looking, they cannot show it. I have no eyes to see. They are looking, I cannot see. Mahaprabhu is looking. Mahaprabhu looking Jagannath, Baladev Subhadra. And he is looking Jagannath, Krishna fluiting. And calling his paraphernalia. And they are going very ecstatic movement of the devotees. But Mahaprabhu looking directly. But few with Mahaprabhu, maybe much devotee are there, they are not looking. It is necessary to transform our heart in plane of transcendental life. Then we must will see that. That my feeling, you cannot feel that. But your feeling, I cannot feel that. Everybody have separate feelings. Going to Sardar Babaji Maharaj, he is chanting himself. And in Krishna, pastimes of Krishna, he is feeling in his heart. Suddenly he has seen in Vrindavan Govinda Mandir. He is living in Navadvip. And he is looking in Vrindavan Govinda Mandir, there is one dog going inside of the Govinda Mandir. And he told him, all the Boga testified, verified. And devotees inquired, and devotees seen it is very true that day in the Govinda Mandir, one drop went inside. This is mane transformation. Transformation.
Transformation.
English?
Transmission.
By the transcendental transmission, everything is possible. That Krishna's wills, if we can see, only we can see through our Guru Vaishnava, Guru Rupa. This line is very easy line and very hard. If we surrender fully, no problem will come to us. This world is faithful world. Faith is the property of this world. Mane transcendental world. Paramartha jagat. Paramartha jagat means spiritual world. Faith always giving us to our fortune. English is very poor, I cannot explain. But you can understand, you are qualified, no problem. And this way we can connect with Krishna like a telescopic system. We cannot see the we cannot see in the sky all the stars in with our vision. But if we see through telescope, then we can see. There is powerful lens in telescope. That is, we can see. The Guru Parampara, if we try to see through our Guru Parampara, then we can see everything. And it is living thing, not a dead matter. That if we can it can make our heart with saranagati.
Surrender.
Mode. Then everything will come to me. Necessary to threaten the illusion. As illusion cannot stay, there Krishna must be stay. By the grace of Gurudev. This is the main thing. Gurudev has 24 hours servicing Krishna through his Gurudev. They say everything going to Krishna belongs to Krishna. And everybody is happy with Krishna Seva. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedas and Upanishads and Puranas, everywhere we can see they are always advising us through the scriptures, always advising us that you don't forget the Krishna Seva. Smartabha Satatam Vishnu, Vishmartabha no Jatuji. And don't forget Krishna and always worship Krishna. But through proper channel, it is necessary. If you go directly to see the king, you cannot successfully. If you go through proper channel and program, then you can go easily to meet with him. And who is always servicing Krishna? The highest disciple, a highest devotee, they are all gopis, they are servicing Krishna. And Mahaprabhu, they are Panchatattva, and there are others, many, all are servicing Mahaprabhu. If we go through that channel, easily you can go there. Raghunath Das Goswami wants to meet with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he cannot successfully. One day Nityananda Prabhu come to Khorda. Yes, one day Nityananda
standing under a tree, but where is
it? Near the Raghunath Das Goswami's house. Bodhichitta Mahotsav. And Raghunath Das Goswami heard Nityananda Prabhu come near his village, and he immediately gone to Nityananda Prabhu to meet with Nityananda. And Nityananda said, "Oh thief, come here. You are always trying to go Mahaprabhu, but you are not successful. But you come here and I shall punish you. All my devotees are here, maybe 500 or 1,000, and you feed them nicely.
This is your punishment.
Yes. And Raghunath Das Goswami was very rich, rich. And he immediately arranged for feeding all the Vaishnavas and cards, flat rice, banana, sandesh, everything he collected from other villages and offered to Nityananda Prabhu and his devotees. And they are very happy to take. And Nityananda Prabhu blessed him. Yes, I am very happy. Now you may God entrance for your destiny. And Raghunath Das Goswami went to his house, but not inside of the house. He is staying outside of the house, and within few days he ran for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he successfully gone in Puri and met with Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu had done? Mahaprabhu gave charge of Raghunath Das Goswami to Sarup Damodar, his associate, close associate, Sarup Damodar. Under guidance of Sarup Damodar, Mahaprabhu gave Raghunath Das Goswami. And under guidance of Sarup Damodar, Raghunath teaching there, learning.